Since I reported to you last January, three elections have been held in Vietnam, in the midst of war and under the constant threat of violence. A president, a vice president, a house, a senate, and village officials have been chosen by popular contested ballot. The enemy has been defeated in battle after battle. The number of South Vietnamese living in areas under government protection tonight has grown by more than 1 million since January of last year. And these are all marks of progress. Yet, the enemy continues to pour men and material across frontiers and into battle despite his continuous heavy losses. He continues to hope that America's will to persevere can be broken. Well, he is wrong. America will persevere. And our patience and our perseverance will match our power. Aggression will never prevail. But our goal is peace. And peace at the earliest possible moment. Right now, we are exploring the meaning of Hanoi's recent statement. There is no mystery about the questions which must be answered before the bombing is stopped. We believe that any talk should follow the San Antonio formula that I stated last September, which said that the bombing would stop immediately if talks would take place promptly and with reasonable hopes that they would be productive. And the other side must not take advantage of our restraint as they have in the past. This nation simply cannot accept anything less without jeopardizing the lives and of our allies. If a basis for peace talks can be established on the San Antonio Foundation, and it is my hope and my prayer that they can, we would consult with our allies and with the other side to see if a complete cessation of hostilities, a really true ceasefire, could be made the first order of business. I will report at the earliest possible moment the results of these explorations to the American people. I have just recently returned from a very fruitful visit and talks with His Holiness the Pope, and I share his hope, as he expressed it earlier today, that both sides will extend themselves in an effort to bring an end to the war in Vietnam. And I have today assured him that we and our allies will do our full part to bring this about.